The Western Regional Security Council will soon undertake an exercise to reclaim a large tract of land destroyed by Galamse operators at Ngloflo in the Lembela district of the Western Region. The Regional Minister and Chairman of the Council, EKT Adu, made this known in an interaction with the media after an operation by council members at the illegal mine site. He said the degree of devastation of the land is unacceptable and stressed the council's determination to clamp down on Galamse in all parts of the region. George Grant Yangson has the rest of the story.
The large tract of land at Nkrofo, which is said to be a concession of Adamus Resources Limited, an Australian mining concern, has been highly degraded by the Galamse operators. Between 6,000 and 10,000 people, including nationals from neighboring countries, are believed to operate at the site at the peak years. Members of the Regional Security Council saw a number of powerful electricity generators for the Galamse operations and cables and other facilities which provide fresh air to the illegal miners in the underground pit. Apart from the present degraded area, the illegal miners are clearing new sites to expand their activities. Virtually shaken by the extent of degradation and damage to the environment, the regional minister, Mr. Ado, in an interview with the media, cautioned all illegal miners in the region to voluntarily stop their activities and pack off or be dealt with severely. He expressed concern at the harm they are doing to the environment, the land and water bodies and rivers, which serve as sources of drinking water to millions of people, and said the activities will not be compromised. Mr. Ado, who had at various times visited some illegal mining sites at Sechrehiman in the Wassa East District and at Sekengua in the Wassa Amenfu West District, was appalled at what he saw at Nkrofo and vowed that the disturbed land will be reclaimed by the Regional Security Council as a matter of course. The regional minister and his entourage later paid a courtesy call on the chief of Nkrofo, Nana Kwasi Kutia. They appeal to government to rehabilitate the Isiama Nkrofo Tereku Bukavu road as it gets flooded at the slightest rainfall. Nana Kutia requested also for a district hospital and a district police headquarters at Nkrofo to ease the pressure on the Axim and Equitate hospitals and also improve security in the town and the district as a whole as a result of the increase in population. From Nkrofo, George Grant Nyanson, reporting for Radio Ghana.